LaWin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business. Legal. Politics. Health. Lifestyle. And entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the Greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with
LaWin Media Network.
The following program is produced by LaWin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of LaWin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The information provided in this episode is for general informational purposes only and may not reflect the current law in your state or country. By watching and listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as legal advice and no attorney-client relationship between you, the host, or guest. You are advised to seek legal counsel concerning your legal question or concern from a lawyer licensed in your state, country, or appropriate licensing jurisdiction.
And we're live.
Good evening. Yes. Good evening, Houston. Good evening, Texas. Good evening sa ating mga studio audience. And of course, our online viewers, good evening and good morning sa Philippines. Welcome to Legal Treats. This is my treat for you all.
Not mine. Mine is Illegal Treats.
My name is Aileen Ligatizon, and I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines, and I'm the managing partner of Ligatizon Law Firm that is based here in Houston, Texas. And with us here is Christian.
Thank you, Attorney Aileen. I feel like I should be the one introducing you, but thank you. My name is Christian. I am a media producer here in Houston part of different community organizations like UniPro, the Chamber, the Historical Society, and all that good stuff. And so since this is our first episode, let's talk about Legal Treats. What is Legal Treat and what can we expect for the show?
Well, Legal Treats is actually, this show is my treat to all of you. We will talk about legal topics here. And each episode will be different topics. But for this season, we'll focus in on estate planning. So, because I believe estate planning is important for every adult here in the state of Texas. But remember, this is a state law. Estate planning is governed by state law. So if you are not located here in the state of Texas, it would be best to consult with an attorney licensed in your state so that you can get the exact information that you will need in terms of estate planning. And yes, and of course, Legal Treats is brought to you by LaWin Media Network. Thank you so much, LaWin Media Network. And of course, in partnership with the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, PACC Texas, Greater Houston Region. And of course, today, we'd like to give thanks to our sponsors, Pasayan, Sanayon. And by the way, we're here. So if you plan to come here, we're just here. You're going to see us when you enter the Pasayan, Sanayon food court here. You'll see us. And of course, Pinoy Fast Food. Yes.
Yes. To watch us live, we are on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and stream.lawin.live. And if you want notifications on when we're live, you can like and follow the LaWin SOCMED page, LaWinSOCMED, if I spelled it correctly. But yeah, anything else, Attorney? I love that your advocacy is justice for all. Do you want to talk more about that?
Yes. Actually, I thought about this because it is part of my advocacy of making the law accessible to all. Or sometimes we're used to hearing it, justice for all. And I promise the State Bar of Texas that, yes, I will stick to my advocacy. So here it is. I have evidence. But yeah, but that's not just a show, Christian. This is not just a show. Because we love our audience to participate, whether they're online or studio audience. So that's why we prepared something for you. And before we say that, we would like to encourage you to post your shout outs, your comments, your questions. If you have any question for me or for Christian, you can, you know, specify it there. I don't know, maybe you have.
If I owe you money, don't worry about it. Auntie Eileen will take care of it.
I'm going to be quiet about that. So no comment. But anyway, we have something for you, whether you are online or a studio audience. So for online viewers, what do we have for them, Christian?
Yes. Post a greeting, mention your location. So because, you know, the law changes per location. Mention where you are in the comment box. Tag at least 10 Facebook friends and you will be part of the raffle.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is that we're going to look into whoever posted there and followed instruction. Let's say, for example, hi, I'm Christian from Pangasinan, or wherever, right? And then tag 10 of your friends. And we'll enter your name into a raffle draw, and you will win some prizes. But if you are a studio audience, so for our studio audience, we encourage them to sign up online, because there are questions there that you have to answer, because you may qualify for a free essay planning service. So when you enter your name there, we will also draw later on, and if you are the lucky winner, you will receive essay planning services from me for free, pro bono.
So make sure to register and comment and do all the things that she said that I don't remember. But yes, if you're here, make sure also next time we do this every month, make sure you're in the audience so you could have like a more personal experience. And yeah, shall we, any other promos we need?
Well, that's it for now. But if you have any question, like I said, feel free to post it there in the comment box. Oh. You can actually... So, because they're watching us live from either Lawin Media Network Facebook page or YouTube channel, or Lawin, what is that? Stream.lawin.live.
Yeah.
So, but if you are not following Lawin, you may not be able to, you know, get the notification. So, the best thing to do is
like, follow, subscribe, register, sign up, everything, yeah. Or attend the studio audience. If you're here, like the 3,000 people that are here right now, write your questions. We have the lovely Miss Margarita over here. Write your questions. She'll give it to us and we'll answer them on stage if we can. Or if they're for another episode, we'll plan it and like have a more substantial conversation for you.
That is correct, because this is actually our mission, is to educate the public. So,
and
yeah,
we actually have comments. Miss Gemma Williamore Gulaksen says, "You guys look amazing," and then a smiley emoji with the heart eyes.
Well, thank you, Gemma. Gemma is a board of director and an officer of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Texas Greater Houston Region. So,
and another one. Hello. And good evening, Texas, watching from Pangasinan.
Ooh. Hey, kumusta kilatan at Pangasinan?
From Miss Delia Ligot.
Yeah, morning na. Ano ba yung ano, breakfast na?
They're always watching us. They're always watching us when we're Be Bold, Why Not? And now they're watching us as well. So yes. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for watching. And then?
Do you want to start talking about estate planning now, or should we go on break?
Yeah, I think so. Estate planning is a very important topic. It's very close to my heart. I have a personal interest in making sure that our people, especially adults here in Texas, they have estate planning in place. And you'll know why later on when we come back after a short break. So
stick around. All right, and we're back. Reminder, hello. Reminder, we challenge you. This is for you to win a prize, a special surprise. Comment on the post and then tag 10 friends and also let us know where you are so we could justify like what part of the law applies to you and whatnot. And also if you're registered, you will be in a raffle. So make sure to register. And also if you could still attend, you still have time to drive here if you want to be like a live studio audience.
Yeah, I know it's kind of traffic along 59, which is the usual. So yeah, don't worry. We're just going to be here until 7 p.m. tonight. So drive safely, Houston.
All right.
So Christian.
Yes. So what is estate and what do we? Why do we plan it? What is estate planning?
But as you know, actually, good question. I love that question. What is estate and why do we plan for that? First and foremost, when you say estate, we're talking about what comes into your mind?
Mine is like land and property, houses.
Yes, you're right. Assets. You know, that's your estate. That's why when somebody passed away, we settle the estate. That's what we do when we do probate. We settle the estate because the asset is what you left for your loved ones. So while you're alive, you're accumulating this estate. We don't call them estate yet because you're still alive. So we call them assets. But we say estate planning. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, because mainly the reason why you're doing the planning is you're thinking about what will happen when you pass away, most likely, right?
I mean, we all pass away someday.
I know. It's just a matter of when. Hopefully not too soon because we want to enjoy our
drive life. Safe, eat healthy, go to the gym.
I know. Well, are you doing all that? Check,
no.
Check, check, or XXX? Me too. No, you know, that's why it's important to take care of our health. So that's why estate planning is important because as adults, what do? We don't just stay at home, right, and do nothing. We work hard. We plan for the future, not just our future, but also the future of our loved ones. So we work hard. We accumulate wealth. Now, what are we going to do with this wealth when we pass away? Definitely, for sure, we can't bring it to heaven or wherever we're going right after death. So we're going to leave them here. So who's going to get it? So that's when you start thinking about, who's going to get my jet ski? Who's going to get my ranch?
Yes.
Right? So that's
ranch when, dressing.
Not that. That's for your salad. I know it's dinner time, so I think Christian is already thinking about food. But yes, we're talking about all these things in life. Sometimes we don't think about it because especially Filipino, we don't really talk about death, don't we?
Because I mean, most of us don't really like expect to like leave this earth with like a lot of properties. Most of us just live like day to day.
I thought you were gonna say, well, most of us don't expect to leave this or die right away,
also the
right?
Same, yeah, yeah.
Like we feel like we are what?
YOLO.
We're gonna live longer, everything. Right? Like we all think that we're gonna die at the age of what, 90, 100. But that's not the reality. The reality is there's only one reality that we're all going to die. It's just that that's certain. What is uncertain is when, right? So that's why we prepare for that. And so we're talking about estate planning what to do when that time comes. Because you can't plan anymore when you're dead. Mm-hmm. You can't tell your wife, hi, this car is for you and this car is for, you know, you're
or
not going to.
Someone else is going to plan it for you, yeah, if you
that's
don't.
That's right. It's actually if you don't have anything in place, well, you're telling state of Texas, go ahead and give my wealth to whoever you wanted to give it to according to your law. So the state of Texas will do the planning for you. So that's the alternative. But you don't want the alternative to happen, right? Because you want to keep your hard-earned money or wealth to your loved ones, to the people that who you think, you care for these people. That's why you're thinking about them. So now, when you say estate planning, don't think that, just like what you've mentioned, what if you don't have a lot of assets? What if you only have, how many dollars in the bank? You only have one car, you don't have a house, you're renting an apartment. So I don't think I need an estate plan. Think about this. Do you buy Lotto?
Yes.
What if you won?
What if you will not see me anymore? I will pay all the debt the Philippines has, and I will run for president.
Oh my god! So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know when it's gonna come, right? You don't know what's gonna happen. And plus, it's not just thinking about your money or your assets when you do estate planning. You're thinking about yourself as well and your loved ones. Let's say, for example, you become incapacitated Christian, mm-hmm. and right now you're. Can I ask your?
I'm almost incapacitated.
You're single. That's all I'm
just
about to
I'm
say.
Just in bed
I'm
and
sorry,
I don't
I've made
move.
An announcement that Christian is single. So so now Christian, you have your car here, you have your bank accounts here. Mm-hmm. Do you have your family here?
Half of my family is here, half is in
like half body or
yeah, they're manananggas. My sister's here, she has her own family. I have another sister in the Philippines and my parents are there too.
Yeah. So now what if something happened to you while you're driving to work? And let's say you didn't die because, you know,
I'm lucky.
You deserve a second chance, right? But you become unconscious and the doctor needs to do something for mm-hmm. you to, you know, to like a procedure. The doctor will not do anything unless the doctor gets consent. Now, who's going to give that consent? You can't do that because you're unconscious, right? So then you're going to need somebody to do that. Somebody who has power to do that, but that power is not supernatural. You have to
you need the power of attorney.
Yeah. You have to appoint somebody, you have to give that power to somebody, to a real person who doesn't have a superpower, right? You know,
before we talk more about like who needs estate planning, there are more comments.
Wow, that's a long one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They tagged everyone.
Good job.
Facebook user, no name, says, you two look amazing. Also, Ms. Gemma Galaxian from Natural Skin Bar owner from Richmond, Texas. I love you, my friends. Princess Bamba, Aurea Jensen, Caferino Amores, Rolf Galaxian, of course, Nichelle Pasilla, Franklin Izuwara, sorry if I'm... Carol Tulud, hi, Tita Carol. Melissa Amores, Jerry Gan, Alex Gutierrez, and there's actually more. Margarita Truong, who's here right now.
Yeah, Gemma said.
Georgie Malongat, Jenny Villamore, Angie Ombrog, Marisa Dugas. And howdy to Eileen and Christian, looking good from Mr. Bobby Reyes, who is both online and here
and
in person.
Here. How about that?
Two places at once. And question from Mr. Rusty Lopez. Which one is best estate planning? Having a last will and testament or having trust? What are the differences between the two?
Wow, good question. I think I like this question because I know that, what is the name?
Rusty Lopez.
Rusty Lopez is really thinking about it. You know, because no, you want to know what's the difference between last will and trust. They're definitely not the same, okay? Mm-hmm. However, as much as I'd like to discuss that with you today, tonight, we will have a full episode of essay of last will and testament, and also a full episode of trust. There are different kinds of trust, just to give you an idea. We have revocable trust and irrevocable trust. So definitely, I think the just to give you a sample of the difference between the two, probate, okay? A will has to be probated.
What is probate?
Again, that's a big topic. Okay, so that's why I told you, you're going to have to stick to the topic because it's really big. But let me just give you an idea. Mm-hmm. Probate is when you bring the will to the court and prove it to the court that this is a valid will. So that's just a simple explanation of that. But the trust doesn't go to probate. Mm. So when the person passes away, whoever is a trustee in that trust document, which I will explain later on, will follow the terms of the trust, who's going to get the assets. So he doesn't have, or the trustee doesn't have to go to the court and prove it to the judge. Mm. While will, you have to, because will has a specific requirements in every state. Again, it is a state law, so make sure that you ask an attorney there if you want to either create a will or a trust. But good question, trustee. I trust that you will be present for the rest of our season.
Be on that episode.
So that,
to know.
Yeah, you're going to watch out for that episode.
And another comment before we move on. It's never too late to do your estate planning. Don't wait, from Mr. Bobby Reyes. Words of wisdom.
Don't wait.
For my ninong, Bobby Reyes.
Yeah, ninong?
No.
Pasko na. Pasko during summer.
All right. So, back to the question. Who needs estate planning?
Well, you need an estate planning question. Actually, every adult here in the state of Texas must have an estate plan in place. Because when you say estate plan, this is actually your plan on how to manage your assets after death. And not just after death, but also while you are still alive, but you can't do it because you are incapacitated or you're unconscious. You can't do it. Christian, you have a business, right?
Yes.
What's your business?
I have a photography business and I'm part of an LLC for media production as well.
Yes. So just in case, you know, you become unconscious, who's going to run your business, Christian?
I don't know.
That's why you need to have an estate plan. When we say estate plan, we talk about wills, we have different documents. Don't get me wrong here that it's just one magic estate plan document. It's all in there. No, there are a lot of documents that, you know, are involved in estate planning. It depends on your needs. That's why when you inquire as an attorney, how much is estate planning? We'll be like, we can't really tell you how much because we don't know yet what you need. So that's why you're going to have to book a consultation with your attorney and provide this information so that your attorney can assess what do you have, what don't you have, what's going on with you, how about your health, where are your family, where do you live, where are your assets? Do you have a house in Texas? Do you have a house in California? So, you know, those kind of questions to give us an idea what you need. It's a process. It's not just one-time sitting. So that's why because whoever is going to be picked as a recipient for free legal service here, I will dedicate more than 15 hours of my time for free for you. So if you miss the live audience, studio audience, you know, be part of the studio audience today, don't worry because we're going to be back next Wednesday, next month, September.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
So you will have a chance because we're going to pick only one per episode. And we only have one episode per month for now. Cool.
And that's if we're doing this for 12 months, that's 12 people who you're helping.
Yeah, who knows? I'll extend it, right?
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, if there's good reception, we will. And can we greet our Be Bold Why Not host at the MJ? Happy birthday.
She's here. Happy birthday, MJ.
Should we reveal your age online into the world?
No. I said no. Enjoy your birthday celebration.
Thank you for being here. Back to the question.
What's your question?
Most people, when they hear estate planning, they think of last will and testament. I'm one of those people. What are some of the common estate planning documents that one must have at least?
Okay, so usually I have seven basic estate planning documents. Not including trust, okay? It's just seven basic, whether you have a lot, you have a big asset or you have a little, you know? You must have this seven basic documents. The first one is last will and testament. Because even if you say that you don't have, I only have a car and probably how many dollars in my bank, you'll never know what's going to happen next. What if you receive a bonus, you inherited a land in the Philippines, you know, or somebody gifted you $1,000.
That's always the dream, to have like a long lost tito somewhere who just put you in there real randomly. What happens in movies.
But actually here in Texas, we have the law is, if you don't have a will, they'll find your next heir. So no matter how long it will take, unless, you know, the government will say, okay, that's enough. We did all our part. We can't find any heir. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the will. So, you know, so we have, one estate planning document is a will. You need to have one, whether you have a lot of money or not, plan to have one. Okay. Because when you think about your will, you're thinking about your last wishes. And also, who can you trust to manage this? you're not just going to appoint somebody there who you don't trust that person, because that person might just mess up your essay. So that's going to be kind of complicated issue to handle in terms of probate. Now, the other essay planning document, the others, because I said seven, right? I would really recommend that you, every adult here in the state of Texas, to have powers of attorney. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. The statutory durable power of attorney and the medical power of attorney. And the other one is directives. Sometimes I interchange these two, the power of attorney and the medical power of attorney and directives. Directives is very specific also as to, you know, like, if your condition is irreversible, you know, you're gonna die. There's no way you're gonna get better. What do you plan to do? You know, and we can talk more about that later on, because we have specific topics, like I said, in every episode.
Yeah, because I thought like will is different from estate planning. Turns out it's part of it.
It's part of that. Mm. It's one of the documents that you must have when you are doing your estate planning. So yeah, and the other one is of course. Disposition of remains. A lot of people, they don't want to think about this. And I always tell them, you know, you need to think about this too. Either you only have two options in life.
What are those? What are those? I didn't know I have options.
For me, as far as I know, right, you only have two options in terms of disposition of your remains, like cremation and burial.
I mean, now I've read something.
Is there any other way?
They donate their body to science.
Oh, that's right. I know some people who did that because I have a background in biology, but I didn't really have the category and all that. No, it didn't work on that one. But the medical, I know. So thank you for that input. Because you can also put that one in your disposition of remains. So that's a separate document. Usually, most of those who are doing their own will. They include it in their will, how they want their body to be disposed. But I always advise my clients to separate it. You know why? Because sometimes it takes a while to probate a will. What are you going to do? You're going to be waiting?
You're right.
Right? So you need to have a separate document so that can be taken care of.
We have one comment before we move on.
Yeah.
How can estate planning help minimize taxes and ensure the smooth transfer of assets? Is it something we can answer now or later?
Actually, that's a good topic, but we have a specific episode for that. So who is it?
For Mr. Brian Wong.
Yeah, good question.
On YouTube.
Good question. Oh, so we know where it's coming from?
Yeah, there's like a little symbol if it's from Facebook, YouTube. So thank you, Mr. Brian
That's Wong. A very good question, Brian. As much as I like to talk about that, our topic for today is actually
we're just starting.
So watch out for that episode. I will remember your question, right, Christian?
Yeah, we'll save. It's on YouTube. It's saved there, and we'll watch next episode.
This will be recorded. So we will get back to you on that question.
But thank you. I love how these people are actually really serious about thinking about estate planning, and they have good questions, and you can tell that they really are planning.
Yes, planning to think. Well, at least I get you started in terms of thinking about it. So
right now, what are the things we should consider when it comes to estate planning?
Well, first and foremost, of course, when we say estate planning, what comes into your mind? The assets, right?
Yeah.
So you need to consider it. So every time we start planning, planning with my client, I always ask them to do inventory. So think about your assets, because sometimes, you have a lot more than what you think, or because you're probably thinking about, oh, I only have a house here in Texas. That's all.
Yeah, I always forget that I have this $20 in this book. I have $20 on that book.
Yeah, and also
in the couch.
Yeah, if you have properties in the Philippines, if you're in the Philippines, that is part of your estate plan. Also, inheritance, because some people I know here, because I deal with this a lot. We have a lot of kababayans who they inherit properties in the Philippines and they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, people in the Philippines, they do nothing. They just stay in the house.
Yeah.
Until, they realize, wait a minute, we need to sell this house now.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they realize that, oh my goodness, we have to settle the estate first, because we can't sell it until the title is transferred to their names. Mm. And in order to do that, you're going to have to do your probate or settle the estate in the Philippines. So those are the things that you need to remember. Because sometimes I ask my client, oh, this is all I've got, attorney. And then the next day, oh, I have an account in this and that. I have an investment in this company. Oh, I invested in this hospital.
A cryptocurrency.
Yeah. So you think about all your assets, properties that you have. Think about that. And then, of course, these are just properties. These are just material things that you accumulate, right? For whom? Mm. For your loved ones. So you think about your loved ones as well. Your family, your children, your grandchildren, grand-grandchildren. Plan for them as well. Because, you know, you work hard during your lifetime. You want that hard-earned money or assets or property to pass down your line.
Mm-hmm.
Not sideways, right? You want to pass it on to your descendants. When we say descendants, your children, your grandchildren, grand-grandchildren. You stay because you want it to stay in the family.
And you know how there's like here in the US, there's like rich families. Like, this is one way to like start like generational wealth. So it's not lost in the line of people. And you could actually make like a big name for your family in the future with these.
Yeah. So that's what they call old money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, inherit money from your great, 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 great ancestors.
Mm-hmm. So, but imagine if they didn't do estate planning.
I know, right? You're going to be working so hard.
Which is what we're doing right now.
So we're thinking about our future generations, my grand-grand-grand-grand-grandkids, right?
All right.
So
I think we might have another question. Let's see. Also from Mr. Brian Wong from YouTube. What about this question? What are the benefits of establishing a trust as a part of an estate plan?
Okay, like I said,
you want to answer it after the break, or is it a long answer?
No, it's not, because he's talking about trust. And when we say trust, there are different kinds of trust. So it depends on the trust that you created. That's when you also will think about the benefits. So definitely trust is part of the estate plan, but only if you need it, because I don't recommend it. So when I talk to my clients, I ask them a lot of questions. Mm. And then sometimes they come to me, attorney, I need a trust. And then my first question is, why do you need a trust? Oh, because...
I have trust issues.
Because they said it's good. Or because I don't want a probate. But why you don't? Why? Why don't you want a probate? Well, because they said it's too long, it's expensive. So that's where we start a conversation. And then, because I always ask, what's your purpose? Why do you want a trust? Because there are different reasons why you create a trust. Like I said, there's also revocable trust and irrevocable trust. So those are big topics. So, Brian, I know you have a lot of questions. Hold on to that questions. We will get back to you when we start talking about trust. I know there's going to be a lot of questions about trust. There's always a lot of mm-hmm. questions all the time about trust.
All right. So before we go on break, question we're going to answer after is, what are the two powers of attorney? So yeah, stick around and we'll answer that after the break.
I'll see ya.
It's an intentional showcase. It's not just like another art thing. You know, I love the actual intention behind it and how it has evolved every year. I also felt like I was like, these are my people, you know, like, and I got to meet so many people. And as well as discovering new artists to connect with, I also think that it's important to be plugged into community as well. So I don't know, it's like you get to engage in the art, you get to contribute to the art, and it's just this kind of energy that keeps mirroring back and forth into this like creative haven of like, and you feel like less overwhelmed, like you're not alone in whatever you're creating, because creating can be a very solitary process. So I mean, if there's any other good reason to celebrate, it's that we are here and we are rising. So I think I'm really excited about this one.
All All right, thank you for sticking with us. So before we continue, I would like to remind all of y'all about our contest. So if you comment where you're from and tag 10 people, you will be part of the raffle, which is a special surprise later. And also, if you're here live, like the many people are here, you can write your questions, approach Ms. Margarita over here. They'll bring us the questions live. And if you're registered to be here, you'll also be part of the raffle.
Yes. And if you're in the Philippines, don't worry if you're there, because I think like what will be the prize? We can Gcash it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, we fly there all the time.
We'll find sponsors for you. So yeah. Tag your 10 friends and be part of the raffle and win a prize.
All right. Okay. Back to the question.
Yes.
What are the two powers of attorney?
Right. So actually our topic for tonight is about this special powers of attorney that we've been talking about, that is part of the estate planning process. Remember, Christian, when I asked you earlier, when you say estate planning, what comes into your mind usually? When I die, when I pass away. But no, estate planning, it also includes planning while you are still alive, but you become incapacitated. Why is that important? Because sometimes I think this is a misconception by many, that if you're married and let's say you're driving, and let's say you had an accident and you became unconscious, and they need to do a medical procedure on you. And of course, they can't ask you because you're unconscious, you can't answer. So they need a consent. Who's gonna give that consent? Oh, my wife can give consent. Not all the time. So most of the time, the hospitals, because they also would like to avoid liability just in case, right? True. Because there's really a lot of small details there, a little mistake, if they did this and you did not consent to that, you can sue the hospital. They're not gonna do that. I remember in one instance, it was actually a miscarriage.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they did something that the patient didn't consent. Actually, she gave consent, but it's not clear to her. And then only to realize that later on she's not going to be able to give birth anymore because of that decision.
Like in the future.
I know. So she sued them. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. That's why they try to avoid these complexities and possibilities of lawsuits. So that's why they need consent. And consent can be given by somebody with the power to give that consent, not necessarily your spouse. Because sometimes here, this is a reality. Even if you are husband and wife, we have this privacy law, and also what if this couple are not in good terms anymore, right? So that decision of the spouse may not be for the best interest of the other spouse. So that's why they need somebody who can give consent, the somebody with the power to do that. And that's when that's why we're talking about the powers of attorney. And there are two special powers of attorney that every single person or adult here in the state of Texas must have. And that's a statutory durable power of attorney and the medical power of attorney. First and foremost, why are these so special? Because they're not the regular power of attorney.
Oh, there's more powers. Yeah. I should have been an attorney.
Like a power to what? Yeah, there's a lot, like what? A general power of attorney. We have the special or limited power of attorney. So how come? Because I was doing my estate planning with a client, and the client told me, you know what, attorney, I'm just going to create a power of attorney on my own and appoint my brother to be my agent. Sometimes we call that attorney. In fact, I'm going to sign it and I'm going to have it notarized so that it'll be effective. Is that right? And then so I told him, well, yeah, you're right. That power of attorney that you created is enforceable because it's a real power of attorney. You did it right. You signed it. You have it notarized. However, if it is a regular power of attorney, the power that you're giving to your agent is the same power that you have. All right. So if
that you have as the person.
As a person.
Okay.
That's a regular power of attorney. That means if you become incapacitated, your agent becomes incapacitated as well.
Oh.
So it's going to be useless, right? Because the agent cannot do what he's supposed to do. Mm. Because that's just a regular power of attorney. So that's that's how we set it apart, the durable power of attorney apart from the regular power of attorney. And because these powers of attorney are very special, they are heavily regulated by the state law. So if you are in a different state other than Texas, make sure you check this one because state law has specific requirements in terms of this statutory durable power of attorney and medical power of attorney in order for it to serve its purpose. Otherwise, if it's done wrongfully, then it might not work anyways. It's like, you know, you didn't have any power of attorney.
Mm. Like that. Okay, before the next one, the next power, we have comments from Jewel Bacani. Hello from Pasig, Philippines.
And hi, Jewel.
Another one from Jewel. How often do we review and update one's last will and testament? Is that for now or for later?
Well, that could be for later, but mm-hmm. you know, I must say as often as you need it.
Right?
Updated, yeah. Just a little, at least I can give a little bit.
Because you know, like even if you like you might have a fight with the person you're leaving everything to.
I know. I know some people they use it as a threat. Be nice to me or else take your name out of my will.
I'm already out of everyone's.
You can actually amend it, but you know, because it's revocable, mm-hmm. so you can amend it anytime. As long as you are capacitated to do that. That means as long as your mind is still
of sound mind and body.
You're still of sound mind, that's right.
Another one from Ms. Shell Denseco, watching from Pangasinan.
Hello, Shell.
And another one from Ms. Shell is, Can the last will created in Texas be recognized in the Philippines?
Ooh, my answer to that is yes, it may, as long as the will is done properly.
Like there's like specifics that like, yeah. if anything.
Well, it depends on the wordings of your will, mm-hmm. okay? Because, and then also the will must that you created must follow or must comply with the requirements of the state of Texas and also the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know the law in the Philippines, you know, you may not. Just give you an example. Joint will is allowed in Texas, but not in the Philippines. So, but watch out for more on last will and testament when we talk about it. I don't know. I'll tell you when. Later on.
Yeah, follow us on Lawin SocMed and we'll update y'all.
Yeah, follow us on Lawin SocMed Facebook mm-hmm. account and Lawin Media Network mm-hmm. Facebook and YouTube.
And Instagram.
Yeah. And Instagram, yeah. Yes.
So, next power of attorney. Or I guess we already answered, like, if you're incapacitated. What if you're... you have like a mental condition. You're still conscious, but you can't think straight, or you can't.
Well, then you're not capacitated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there like another power of attorney that's needed?
Okay, so actually, we're talking about. I think you're trying to talk.
Oh,
about
is this? Oh, okay.
The medical power of attorney. So, like I said, there are two important mm-hmm. powers of attorney that you must have here in Texas: the statutory durable power of attorney and a medical power of attorney. What's the difference between these two? Big difference. Okay. Mm-hmm. The statutory durable power of attorney will deal with your assets, properties, mm-hmm. money. Everything about mm-hmm. Your asset, your estate. But anything that requires medical condition, a medical decision, it'll be in the medical power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So there are specific powers that you can grant your agent
mm-hmm.
in a statutory durable power of attorney. Now, from the word durable, that means it encompasses incapacity. Mm-hmm. So even if you become incapacitated, your agent is not.
Mm.
So that's the purpose of that. That's why it's a special. So there are a list of powers that you can grant. You can grant them all. That's a broad power. So usually if they're husband and wife, they mm-hmm. just grant them all. Like all of them, attorney, all of them. So remember, if you have a business,
mm-hmm.
You need somebody to manage your business just in case you get sick and you can't make a decision. You need somebody to give salary to your employees, right?
No, I don't need to.
Because the business must go on. you know, in order to do its business operation. So you put, that's why you need that special power of attorney, the statutory durable power of attorney. And you have to think of your agent, somebody whom you can trust and somebody whom you know can manage your money. So you're not going to appoint somebody there who has a lot of debts. So you can't appoint Christian.
Yes.
Because you already declared. I mean,
maybe. We'll see. If you don't have anyone, you know. I have a question. So when do we actually use the power of attorney, that the non-durable one? Like, when is it actually useful?
Which one?
Like, why would you...
The regular one.
Yeah. Why would you want someone to have it if they can't use it anyway when you're incapacitated?
Well, let's say, for example, you're here and you're selling properties in the Philippines. You can't be physically in the Philippines. You can't sign in the Philippines, right? So you can make that power. You can give that power to somebody to sign for you there in the Philippines. However, if you pass away here, then he lost his power as well.
So it's like, so they don't take advantage of you.
Yes.
When you don't know.
You can always contest that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'll talk about the statutory durable power of attorney, which you know, deals with your management of your assets. Now, for medical, that's the medical power of attorney. So you need to have all this, and not because you need, because some people, well, you know what? There's another way for sure. If I don't have a special, I don't have a durable power of attorney, there's another way of dealing it for sure. Somebody can be appointed. My husband can go to court and get that power. You're right. Actually, if you do not have a special power, I mean, the durable power of attorney and the medical power of attorney, if you don't have this and you are incapacitated and they need your consent, then whoever it is, not necessarily your husband or your wife, could be your friend or relatives,
someone you trust,
or probably even someone you don't know, a homeless person across the street, can apply for guardianship and get that power.
If there's
nobody else applying for that, somebody has to be appointed because somebody has to give consent. So if you don't have those powers of attorney, you're going to have to go through, I mean, whoever it is, your agent, will have to go through guardianship proceeding. And guardianship is also one big topic in our estate planning session. And when we talk about guardianship, we're talking about court process. So that means you will need an attorney to apply for guardianship for you. You can't do it on your own if you're not an attorney. So it's a process, takes time, you know, and expenses.
This is different from like when you're a minor and you have a legal guardian. Do they need to apply? Because like, you know, it's
It depends on the situation of the minor. If the minor's parent is still alive and the parental authority is not terminated, then the parent can still make decisions. But if the parental authority has been terminated here in the state of Texas, or both parents are gone, and, you know, grandma here would like to take care of the child, she has to apply for guardianship as well. So there's guardianship for a minor, and there's going to be a guardianship for an adult, an incapacitated adult.
And is there like an age limit to anyone who can apply for like a estate planning? Like, what if it was like a minor who suddenly got like a lot of money?
Okay, so then she needs guardianship. Yeah, so that's why guardianship is part of our estate planning conversation.
We have Attorney Orly.
Attorney Orly,
on
you're
the
online.
Line. Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, another Facebook user, legal dictum, colon, valid here, valid there. Is that true?
Well, it depends. I think if there is a reciprocity, valid here. I like that, actually. If it's valid in the state of Texas, then it's valid in the Philippines, something like that. So I think it may not apply all the time. It depends on what we're talking about.
Okay.
Like, for example, the joint will, it's valid here, but it's not valid in the Philippines. You're not going to recognize that.
You're right. So before we go on break, comment your questions. Comment to join the raffle, comment your location, tag 10 people. And if you also register to be here, you're part of the raffle, which we'll announce later. And before we go on break, we'll answer later about like what are the resources that is available to you right now, even if you don't talk to an attorney yet. So we'll answer that later after the break.
Stick around.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown of tax debt battle. In one corner, we have the relentless tax resolutionist, armed with years of experience and an arsenal of strategies to take down even the toughest tax problems. And in the other corner, it's the IRS, known for its formidable regulations and strict enforcement. Watch as the tax resolutionist steps into the ring, armed not with gloves, but with an unbeatable knowledge of tax laws, negotiation tactics, and a determination to fight for your financial well-being. With each calculated move, they dodge and weave through complex tax codes, landing powerful punches of deductions and exemptions. As the match heats up, the tax resolutionist uses their unmatched skills to knock out the IRS's demands, one by one. With precision and expertise, they navigate the ring of audits and penalties, delivering blows of compromise and settlement that leave the IRS reeling. In this nail-biting match, it's not about physical strength, but about mental prowess and strategic thinking. The tax resolutionist's dedication to their clients is evident as they fight tooth and nail for a knockout victory against the IRS, securing financial freedom and peace of mind. Witness the triumph of knowledge over intimidation, experience over bureaucracy, and innovation over convention. When you're facing a tax challenge that seems insurmountable, trust the tax resolutionist to step into the ring and deliver a knockout blow to your tax troubles.
Raffle Yad.
All right, we're back.
And we're back.
So before the break, I talked about like some resources that are available to everyone. And I believe you have an ebook about estate planning. It's available at legot.esq/estateplanning-ebook. Can you talk more about this? Or it's also on the screen, so
yes,
if people want to scan that.
That is, actually, that's for free. Mm-hmm. Go to that website, and all you need to do is just enter your email address, and you'll be able to access or download the ebook. It's all about estate planning, and if you want to know more about our topic for tonight, which is the durable powers, the important powers of attorney, the durable statutory durable power of attorney, and the medical power of attorney, and all the other powers that we talk about, you can find them on page 26
my
estate planning book. So grab this opportunity. It's for free. Just need your email address so that you can download it. Yep.
And do you want to talk about what they're going to win in the contest if they win the raffle?
Yes. So for our studio audience, if you register, because there are questions in that registration, and you are qualified and you are picked to receive and to be a recipient, you will have the opportunity to sit with me for hours and hours and hours of estate planning. I am giving away one full service of estate planning service, which includes the 7 basic documents. Mm. So I'm going to be providing you a will, a statutory durable power of attorney, a medical power of attorney, directed to physicians, guardians, declaration of guardian before the event happened, and I will talk about that also mm-hmm. later on. Of course, the disposition of remains, and how many did I already mention? And HIPAA release authorization. Ooh. Yeah. So that's 7 out there for
it
you.
It all sounds very important for someone who doesn't understand any of this.
But you have to be here. You have to be a studio audience. But for our online viewers, they also have something, right? Mm-hmm. They can also win a prize. And how are they going to win a prize, Christian?
Yeah. Comment your location and tag 10 friends. So I think we have Miss Gemma who already did that. So give her some competition and do that too.
Yes. And the rule here is we are going to do the raffle before we start the next. Before we see each other next last Wednesday of the of September, so you can still do the tagging.
You don't need to do it live. You can rewatch this, do that again.
That is important for them to know.
Yeah, so even if we're not live, even if we're offline, you have a whole month, which, you know, still, like, do it tonight. Comment your location, tag 10 friends, and you will be part of the raffle. And also, don't forget to register for the next one that is going to be in person. And it's going to be on the Lawin social media pages. So don't forget to follow.
Yeah, for in person, because they're supposed to be a studio audience. So we can already, you know, pick who attended.
We have one more comment from Mr. Don Arceo. Let me win, watching from Dallas. Well, you can't win if you don't comment 10
Tell
people.
Them the rule. Tell them the rule. Hi, Don. So he's in Dallas. So Don, you already did the first part of the of the game. The next part is you have to tag at least 10 of your friends, Facebook friends, so you can qualify for the drawing.
All right. Let me see what else we have. Let's acknowledge the producers and the sponsors for this. Thank you, Pasayahan Sanayon, for having us here, and Pinoy Fast Food, and the Chamber also for being here. Anyone else? Lawin Media Network, thank you for making this possible for us. And yeah, thank you.
And of course, thank you, Christian. Oh, yeah, you've been an amazing co-host.
Thank you. I try.
And thank you. Thank you to those, our friends who are here, who made it tonight. Mm-hmm. I know it's not easy to drive down there along 59. It's traffic for sure. And I know it's a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Some people are still working, maybe doing some overtime, but some of you made it here tonight. So we're very grateful for that. And of course, if you miss this live show, if they miss this live show, Christian, they can watch a recorded live show on the Facebook page and YouTube channel of Lawin Media Network and Lawin Sokmed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And also
podcast. Yeah, we are available on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Stitcher, everywhere you got your podcasts. We're there. If
Google
not,
podcast, yeah. Pocket Cast, Overcast, Listen Notes,
Podcast Addict, which is, I remember because it's so weird. Like, yeah,
but really.
Also, Don Arceo is commenting, 99 people right now.
Oh, wow.
Including Chris Arceo, Aristotle Mayari Castro, Ray Tagui. And Nestor Bacani, watching from Pasig City, Philippines.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello from
Anything
Houston
else? Drive safe before, I mean, or, you know, drive however you want to, as long as you have your estate planning done.
So like I said, if you are into estate planning, this information is being given away for free as part of my advocacy to make the law available to all. Justice for all, that's what they say. And so you're getting this information for free, and I would like you to pass it on. Share this information to those who you think may need it. They either need it now or maybe later. So pass it on. That's what we are. That's what we do here. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on our very first episode here in Legal Treats. Christian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Attorney Eileen. And we will be back on the last Wednesday of September.
Yeah. Yes. Make sure to follow and like Lawin Media Network, Lawin Sokmed, so that you will be notified if we have a live show. It's not just us, because they have other live shows and podcasts. So you don't want to miss this opportunity. You can watch it at the comfort of your home for free. So grab that opportunity, all right?
Last, before we say goodbye, shout out to Eloise David Peña on her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Also, Emmanuel Manigo. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Everything.
All right. Well, we'll see you again.
Thank you.
And have a good one. Stay safe, everybody. Bye.